Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Top 10 reasons people do not give offerings. 2. I'm afraid to trust God with my offering. John understood the pastor's teachings on financial giving, but he had trust issues. He told his pastor, "I don't see how I can give 10% to the church when I can't even keep on top of my own bills." The pastor replied, "John, if I promise to make up the difference in your bills if you should fall short, do you think you could try giving 10% for just 1 month?" John thought about it for a moment and then replied, "Sure, if you promise to make up my shortage, I will try giving 10% for 1 month." "What do you think of that?" mused the pastor. "You say you'd be willing to trust a mere man like me who possesses so little materially, but you couldn't trust our Heavenly Father who owns the whole universe?" John began giving regularly off the top each month, and God always met his needs. Let us examine the reasoning of believers who are afraid to trust God by giving a consistent offering. A believer having this opinion might sound like this: "I have faith in God. I trusted him to help me find my spouse, my job, and solve problems in my life. But I'm just not there yet when it comes to giving back to God more than what I think I can afford." Someone else might say, "I am practical about my faith. I'm a realist. I do not see how my family and I can make ends meet if I give another penny. Shucks, if I gave more, then I couldn't give cheerfully." Another person might say, "When I hear a good sermon on giving, my faith swells, and I might put more in the plate that day. But by the next week, when I see Mr. Bill and his siblings for my gas, electric, and car note bill in my mailbox, the reality of my situation overshadows my faith." Rationale. Faith is a noun and a verb. In the New Testament, the Greek word is pistis, and it's used as a noun to mean faith or belief. The word pisteuo is used as a verb for by faith. Faith is a noun in terms of what we believe and should believe. Faith is a verb in terms of exercising our trust and following God's commands. For example, in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, there was a blind man sitting by the road. He heard that Jesus was coming. He had faith that Jesus could heal him. By his faith, he acted on his belief and called the Master's name. He was healed by acting on his faith. Our challenge is growing our faith from a noun to a verb. When by faith we take steps to trust and acknowledge God, he will hold us up. The Bible is full of examples. Peter, by faith, walked towards Jesus on the water. Yet Peter began to sink when he became double-minded after the stormy surroundings caused him to take his eyes off of God. Combining these two examples, we learn that by faith, we should take the first step to follow God. By faith, we should learn to ignore the storms of confusion that causes us to doubt God with our finances and thus tune him out. If we tune him out, we develop a spiritual pebble in our shoe. This pebble will affect our daily walk with God, since we cannot or will not follow God wherever he leads. Satan will do all he can to grow the pebble to a stumbling stone and more. When we first got married, Jean did not know how to swim. She was afraid of the water and had trust issues when near a pool or a lake. She decided to take classes from a trusted instructor. By faith, she acted on their instructions and began to swim. In our lives, each believer has to pray for God to come beside them when they have trust issues. By faith, muster up the determination to act on the instruction in his word to begin giving an offering. Dare to trust God's promise. He will not let you sink. Questions. Discover. A. Has the depth of your faith in God stayed the same over time, or has it grown? What caused it to grow? B. Do you trust God when he prompts you to give your time, talent, or treasure? Or do you hold back some? 2, developed. When you act on your faith, what is the usual result? B, when you do not act on your faith, how does it feel? Does the Holy Spirit trouble you or leave you alone? 3, demonstrate. A, what in your life demonstrates that you live by faith? B, does knowing that we are promised that when we practice faith giving, it is seen by our Heavenly Father who rewards us accordingly, impact your behavior?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to Raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.